The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome back. This is Jeff again, your Chemical Reporter. Today's topic is paste. Not glue, but rather toothpaste and brushing your teeth after eating. Every child knows this rule. So put the toothpaste on your toothbrush and get busy. But what actually happens in your mouth when you brush? Ray in Ludwigshafen in Germany is curious and would like to know. How does toothpaste clean our teeth? The main ingredient in toothpaste is so-called cleansing pellets. Specialists also call them abrasive materials derived from the Latin word which means to scrape off. They do just that. The cleansing pellets work like a scouring agent. Amid your brushing, they scrub and rub your teeth, making them clean again. In order to remove the coating or the plaque, this tough layer of cavity-creating bacteria, you must help by applying some pressure. Of course, not so intensively that your enamel is sanded down to nothing. If possible, be gentle and mild. The cleansing pellets in the toothpaste are microscopic. They consist of a finely ground flour made of marble or chalk, also known as Paris white or precipitate chalk. Still, these microscopic cleansing pellets have sharp edges. Therefore, polyethylene waxes are used, especially for sensitive teeth, which consist of nicely round pellets without sharp edges. Okay, now we add surfactants to the paste to make sure that it unfolds in our mouth, reaching every crack and crevice of our teeth. This is where the foam comes from. Distributing the cleansing pellets and the toothpaste's active agents go boldly into the corners of your mouth where no toothbrush has gone before. Subsequently, the dissolved plaque becomes part of the foam and can be rinsed out of your mouth. The German pharmacist Ottmar Heinsius von Mayenburg recognized the cleansing effects of surfactants in 1907 when he invented the first toothpaste. Back then, he mixed a so-called creation soap that also contained surfactants. Yet, surfactants in today's toothpaste are much more effective and, compared to the ones from soap, they taste much better. Still, toothpaste should not only clean our teeth, but also protect them. Therefore, other substances like fluoride, which hardens the dental enamel, are included. So you see, there are many tricks hidden in toothpaste. Even so, you still have to do the brushing yourself. We've come to the end of our podcast again, and I've got to get going. Don't want to miss my appointment at the dentist. So wish me luck until next week. And remember to listen up. Goodbye. This is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.